This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Here we go. You know, I had this great epiphany yesterday, and I text Fatboy. I was like, you know, the show that he and I love, and Paige, when you get a moment, I want you to watch it. And P1s are checking it out.
Then you got to watch it.
And it's not a paid kind of influencer thing. It's just like, we like this show.
How do I watch it?
You get Max.
Oh, I have it. Okay, perfect.
You got it.
You got to watch it uncut.
Yeah, the uncensored version.
That's what I'll do tonight.
She's a streamer. She's got Tourette syndrome.
Bless
and
her.
I was telling Fatboy, I said, you know what? We would not even be able to interview her. We wouldn't be able to.
No, I would love to, you know, talk to her and maybe her sister.
How are they doing press for that show? With the star of the show, because she has Tourette's, where she has that one particular kind where she screams the most obscene things in the world.
Yeah, only like, what, 10% of people that have Tourette's have that?
Yeah.
It starts with an O. Forgot the condition.
Yeah. But it's a really good show. And you're not laughing at, you're laughing with. Because the whole family has a good time with it.
And the boyfriend, too. He's like, I've never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. And he's a...
Does he have it as well?
No,
he doesn't have it.
Yeah, great couple.
But she hangs up. They go to a convention where everyone has it. So, my God.
Oh my gosh.
Well, she's got OCD, too. So, whatever. Like, she has to do it three times. She'll tell you. I got to do it two more times.
She taps
things. Can
she
walk through a door easily? Or is it...
Like, she'll tap stuff. Like, she'll say a tick three times or tap stuff three times.
Wieners and rotisserie chickens.
Yeah.
I love that.
Itchy baby weenie.
And she can tell you why she has the ticks, where it started. And it's, like, incredible. It's a great show.
I can't wait to watch it.
Really?
Now I'm intrigued.
We can't say half the stuff she says.
Yeah, like, you can't. You can't even, like, allude to a lot of it. It's the most vile stuff.
Do you think I'll be, like, saying things and coming in? And
I tell you, the tone of the show is great because you feel bad for her condition. But on the other hand, like, they all laugh at what she says.
Right. Yeah. It's great when you see, like, her just dropping some kind of weird mix of cuss words, and you'll see, like, Dad, who's this usually very stoic, kind of cool.
You're bald.
He'll just turn his head real quick because he's laughing because you just said, you know, D&B's or something.
Your mom wears
Skechers. Not Dave and Buster's. Your mom wears, man.
How old was she when this?
Seven, I think they said when they first diagnosed.
Ten.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I really want to see it. I'm intrigued.
You got to watch it. I actually, man, I suck.
I feel like I'm going to get it by osmosis somehow.
I made a fun video.
So it can come on at any age, or is it just?
Well, it's like.
Do they say what starts?
They said
it?
There was one girl that was at the convention, and her parents took her to the doctor to find out if that's what she had. And while there, the dad found out he had it.
Yeah.
He just controlled it a lot better. But he's like, I all the time am riding by myself screaming cuss words.
Some people will punch themselves that have it.
Yeah.
Like physical.
Oh, yeah.
But the one, the ginger kid started, you know, talking like Mickey Mouse.
It was. Yeah.
I bet that's precious.
Sort of. So wild. All right. We got a bunch of phone calls. We'll talk about TV at another time.
I love TV and food. and staying in one place.
Do you have a we have no anonymouses, so I can't say we'll go to anonymous first. We'll go with time-wise. Who's been waiting the longest?
Let's go with David. Dave.
David, good morning.
Hey.
David, it says you got your girl a gift. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's.
I think I nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, this. Oh, okay. So this is one where you want us to say our... How long have you been together with this? I'm assuming it's a woman. Am I right with this?
Yeah, okay, we've been together 5-6 months now.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Fresh, somewhat fresh.
Yeah. All right. So where are we at in the relationship? Like, are you loving? You say you love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, that seems quick for that.
No. Fatboy thinks there's... You just said earlier you think it's dumb that there's timelines on stuff, but then when somebody hasn't said it or they have, it's like, that's too soon.
People say it a lot, like they'll wear it out. The fact that I don't say it as much makes it mean more.
Oh, let's see. Okay, so your girlfriend of 5 or 6 months, and what's the big plan for today?
I'm going to be honest. I was I hemmed and hawed a little bit. I didn't really know what to do, and I got to give my buddy all the credit because he put the idea in my head. Because honestly, I was thinking I'm just going to get her a piece of jewelry, you know?
Yeah.
Five or six months
in.
Can't go bad or can't go wrong with that, you know, jury.
A nice tulip ring or perhaps an anklet.
If it'd fit around your ankle.
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. You don't want that to be why she had to get her foot cut off.
Oh, like
the
Jesus.
Woman with her, she was missing her bird finger because she was wearing a ring that was so tight for years and it just had to take it off.
You can't be popping off diamonds.
All right, David. So your friend who gave you this advice must be happily married for years. He knows what he's doing. Right.
Not exactly, but right. he does okay with the women.
All right.
So I was thinking outside the box was the way to go. Yeah. And so we came up with this idea, and it did take some doing to make it happen.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know what to think to, like, what, maybe somebody she hasn't seen in a long time, I'm guessing, or...
I have no idea. You want us to guess? Oh, okay.
You guys, I figured.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say, like somebody from her past.
You're going to tell her that she's pregnant?
Well, he probably does.
Maybe that.
Wow.
She's about to be.
Honey, there's something I need to tell you.
You're about to be pregnant.
I was hiding under the toilet the other night when you peed. It was on a stick here I was holding. I have some good news to share with you. We're having a baby. Let's see. A dog. Did you get her a puppy?
Oh, that's a good one.
Little puppy.
No.
Are we close? Like, I don't even know what to...
No, you know, that's the best.
Was your buddy's idea for him to come over and you'll have a threesome?
I mean, that wouldn't be far off for this guy, but no. Okay.
All right.
So, I got her, and I don't know what I'm allowed to say on here, so I'm gonna be a gentleman, I'll censor myself. I made her a mold of my junk.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
David, you promise this isn't just going to be a fun little prank call or whatever? Like, you really did?
No. Look, we've been together for...
And understand my point. You must have something to be proud of.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's tiny.
I don't want to know. I don't. Paige clearly did by insinuating you had a small one.
I didn't say that. I just said if it's tiny, it's funny. It's a great gift.
Well, get ready to laugh because Fat Boy just took his belt off.
Like, you can't wear a belt with shorts? I mean,
what? Oh.
You can't wear a belt with shorts?
Why?
You look stupid.
Not true, unless you tuck.
You don't like people who don't wear a belt with pants. They look dumb.
You look like you're playing golf.
People who tuck shirts without a belt look stupid.
That does look stupid.
Okay.
This poor guy.
Well, his
buddy probably
this
helped
poor
him.
Guy, I was about to say, does your buddy sell dingling mold kits or something? Like, why would he? Did he give that to his girl and she thought it was great? Is it something to put up on a shelf or something to use?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I mean, I guess it could be both, depending on if it meets the paperweight.
It's a, listen to him.
They do it together.
Well, use it to hold the door. That's weird, too. He's trapped himself on?
No, you mold it together, and then you make... Isn't that how that works, Fat
Boy? It ain't like Legos.
It's like a mold.
And then I don't know how you would...
You pour it.
I don't know if you got... Yeah, like, I don't know how it works.
Like, is it something she... I got to watch the language. Is it something that, let's say you're out of town and she wishes you were there, you could be there? You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know if it's... I don't know if it's medical grade, I guess you'd say, but it's...
Is it dishwasher safe?
I don't think they're understanding what this the potential of this is they mold it together, make the toy together, and then use it. And that's why it's romantic.
That's stupid.
Why?
Because it's there. I mean, that's like saying, ooh, we just bought a BMW. Let's go 3D print one.
Did it look weird to, like, see? Because, look, after you make it, you're going to see angles you don't normally see.
That's true. You've never
seen
it.
Well, that's the thing is that I got to say, so, you know, doing the whole process, I would have never thought of this. And once my buddy said it, we were just, you know, we were spitballing. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And
penis molds.
He didn't help me with the actual, like, process of the making.
You had to do it yourself?
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. It's actually
easy
to make, but you know, you guys are right. It looks a lot different when you're eye level. It's a different angle.
Did you go crazy and make a few of them, or just the one?
No, I just, you know, I feel like you want that first try at it and see how it comes out. But when you're staring eye to eye with it, it's just it's a,
where'd you
it's a
buy
thing
this
to marvel at.
Hobby Lobby. Who knows?
Oh man.
I see. Michaels. This is the thing. I don't know, Michaels. I don't know. Maybe your girl will love that.
Do
you have a job that takes you away from her?
NBC more
from time to time, or? I just like, could you imagine though, David, if you, obviously you have something to be proud of, good on you for that, but like, what if she's like, you know what, I don't need you anymore, I have it now, so take a walk. And when you break up with her, would you ask for it back?
That's a good question.
Well, no, I'd like her to, I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but no, I hope she keeps it with pride.
Like, if you're always around, it's not going to be that useful. I mean, assuming she's going to be that receptive to it and not be kind of...
They might
weird.
Be like,
yeah,
her personality.
And you can't be hurt if that's not her favorite one.
It sounds like she's got a collection.
I know. Are these like pop vinyls where you
What's
start
this?
Collecting them all now? I got to get the Rock WrestleMania version. God. Man, I mean.
I don't know if she's going to. Obviously, you know her better than me, but I don't know if she's going to like it. That seems a little. 5 or 6 months? That's really forward.
If she loves you and you gave it, she'll love it.
I don't think anybody else would have come up with it. So I'm
no,
hoping
and there's a reason for that. I mean, I don't think it's... you want real advice. Well, or you're not asking for advice. You're just saying...
Well, I can't walk it back.
You can. Slang it out the window on the way to work.
No, can you... Like,
you imagine you got littering for throwing away a mold of your own penis. That sucks. Don't throw it away. Donate it or something.
Well,
you got a sister you could prank with it. That'd be pretty cool.
You have an old warehouse door you need to keep open. You could yard art. There's all kind of
That's
things you
terrible.
Can do with it.
This might be a point of no return if you give it to her and she's like, this is weird.
What if she saw it and dick it? Whoa. I said
Freudian.
Didn't. What if she saw it and didn't recognize it? Like, she's like,
is this a dog toy?
Whose is this? And you're like, dude, it's mine. And you know, it's like she didn't recognize it.
Squeaky toy.
Is it pretty, like, is it pretty, like, does it look just like, you know, except it's gray, I guess?
It's distinct looking, that's for sure. I mean.
Oh, yes. Does it look like, does it look real, like flesh-colored, I guess you could say?
Like flesh-colored Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Or is it
yeah,
like
I think
that?
I got the color right.
Oh, wow.
I know if you go like a tie-dyed or, you know, some of the wild like that. Or
right.
Man, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like the sand candles you can make at the Jockey Lot.
This is hilarious, but weird.
So in what did that cost you? $100? Like seriously, like what did that cost to? Because I know you could have said, Go ahead. I know the number's going to be dumb. It's so just about the way they market it. Like the handprint things. Like my daughter and grandson gave me the little hand mold that they had made Christmas before last. And I know it couldn't have been very expensive, but if they say that it's for this, they can charge a premium for it. $50?
Oh.
$75.
I'm saying it's $125.
God dog.
Well, at least it was a respectable amount, like price wise.
I got to start selling ball hair oil. Something. People are really into this. That's nuts. Uh-huh. No joke. All right. Good luck to you. I hope she loves it. I know you won't, but call back Monday and let us know.
Please, you got
if,
to.
If how she
yeah,
took
she
it.
Likes
meaning,
it.
You know, accepted it or whatever.
Or if it worked or not.
What do you mean, get her off?
Yeah.
Jesus, Paige.
Why?
David, I apologize.
I don't think she's going to accept it, but, you know, I hope so. Good
I think
luck.
She's going to think it's just a joke, and then she's going to say,
okay, where's my real present?
I mean, tell me.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah. On it? She got big hands. All right. Good luck, David. We'll talk to you on Monday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, bull crap. All right, thank you, Dave.
Old Dave.
Oh, no.
Where's my real present?
He was right. It was outside the box. Like, it was definitely a different idea.
Yeah. It's outside the box for now.
Man,
if it does the trick, too.
She ain't going to take it.
She's not going to take it. The puns here are incredible.
Oh,
she gonna
is get, this guy for real right now?
She's going to get creeped out.
You know, I mean, why... Yes, I believe that he's not just calling in for a long 18-minute joke. I think he really got that for her.
Hey, I mean, if he knows the price and then, you know, the color, and then he took some time to...
I think it would be fun if they molded it together. It would be a project.
Him and the buddy?
Him and the girlfriend.
828, call 828 area code, call in. It says, I've been married for 22 years. I would love if my husband gave me that for Christmas. Well, it's not Christmas. It's
Valentine's
Day.
Well, yeah, you'd have to wait for a while.
Really? After 22 years, you'd want that?
I don't know. I don't know. So the opposite of that, I wouldn't want a mold of her.
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
Only practical the one way.
And what is this, an ashtray?
He would keep it forever if he passed away. Then you always have that.
You would think it was some double bubble as soon as you got it.
What is this? Some kind of like some kind of incense holder? What am I supposed to put in the
wax melter
top?
It's okay. A Scentsy.
We will.
It's some kind of whatever.
Some kind of diffuser. All right, 1-800. You can comment on that. Whatever we can, you can test and see if what you got is good. I think that is just asinine. I mean, that's just okay. Insane. It's crazy. It's like a bachelorette gift, bachelorette party kind of thing. Maybe I don't know.
Don't knock until you try it.
I ain't trying it. 1-800. I'll knock it. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is the mood setter right here.
What? This is good.
If you heard this,
and
you wasn't thinking about it, you will be afterwards.
Why don't the Humane Society use it for Let's Get a Dog?
Let's Get a Dog?
Let's get a dog.
What?
Would you like to rescue an old dog?
Transgender surgeries.
On the lab rats and whatever else.
No. I want a dong.
No.
Let's get. She ain't gonna take that.
No, she's not.
She's gonna tell him to hit the bricks.
She's not. Although there may be some what is it when people don't agree with you? What do you call that? Besides a-holes? What do you call them?
Contrarians.
Dissenters. Yeah, some dissension. Although, I bet you men will say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. If I was a woman, I'd like it. But I don't think any logical woman, the most logical woman I know is not here, but Paige is.
Paige said, I'm not logical.
Paige said that it's a kind of an odd gift.
I see. I don't. If that's the only thing I got, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, like that's maybe if that's her personality. And that's kind of like a fun little thing, and then you give her the real gift.
If that was in if he booked, like, this is what I would want. I would want a weekend somewhere where we're just going to be the two of us.
A weekend?
Yes. And that would be, listen to me, that would be in a basket of things that you can do in the bedroom, and that's one of the fun things that you can do is do that. And then, you know, he's got all this other stuff.
Hang on. A weekend with a basket? Like, I'm just like, you my debit card.
What's in the basket?
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Lotion?
Lotions and fine...
Hank basket.
Like, you know.
Did things. You put the lotion in the basket?
Oh
here we go again.
I got your basket. Was there full of lotion?
Does that say Nicolay? Is that who that... Oh, Nicole.
Nicole.
Let's go to... Oh, you laughing at the Nicolay? Who knows?
Yes.
I saw a kid on the internet the other day that thought Applebee's
Hang
called
on
a plebes.
Their French is amazing.
I'll be looking at kids on the internet.
Nicolay. Hey, so what's up?
Hi.
It is Nicole, right? I was wrong with the...
It is Nicole. Yeah. It's good old Nicole.
Good old Nicole.
I was calling because I think I have to call to defend him. I think that you guys were a little harsh on him. I think it's a great idea, to be honest with you.
You do?
Wow.
I do.
It's cute, too.
I mean, they've only been together for a few months. I think.
I mean,
two or three,
I know
six.
That they've only been together for, I don't know, what did he say, a couple months or a few months?
I wrote down six months, but I don't know if that, what did he say?
He said five to six months.
They know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I guess. I don't think it's creepy. I think he, like, put a lot of time and money and thought into it, and it shows, like, they're committed to each other, or he's committed to her, at least, you know. But, I mean, if you think about it, he had to, like, put a lot of, you know, effort into, like, you got to keep it a certain way in order to get the the stuff to like set, right?
Yeah. So like, let's not beat around the bush here.
She's got to hold it for him. That's why I was thinking it takes two. That's why he's got
his buddy. He said his buddy helped.
Yeah, but you don't want
your buddy gave him the idea. But like, you have to get aroused for the mold to.
Thank you.
You know, to like Nicole is saying here that you have to be at full attention to make the mold set. So then, like, so you,
yeah.
So like, did he like, you know, finish after the mold? Oh. I mean, listen to Nicole. Nicole, you married?
Single? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think she'll appreciate the effort. All I have to say is, look, he's not like making 10 of them and giving them to random women, and he's not like, you know, putting it on his mantle. But I think if it's like fully functional, which I think it's what he's envisioning it to be, that it might even like be fun and bring him closer.
You're a freak, aren't you, Nicole?
She might be.
You have a collection at
She's
home.
Definitely a glass half full.
I'm telling you. I like the tone of your voice. How hot are you?
I'm pretty good.
Who's the celebrity you resemble? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, this is fun. Let's see what she says.
You know, if a woman says I'm 5'8 and blonde, like, that gives me no... Like, who's the celebrity you look like?
I get... Oh, God, what is her name? She was on that show.
Della Reese.
Nell Carter.
I don't know who that is.
Oprah.
she was kidding. On that show about those. Oh, Friends. She was on Friends.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. I think that's her.
Not Janice.
I think that's her.
Courtney Cox, either
one.
She
looks like Janice.
Gunther from They're the coffee
pretty.
Shop.
Very pretty girls.
Yeah.
No, the one who, yeah, the not the long blonde one, but the other blonde one. Jennifer Aniston. She's on like some stuff now. She's on Matt.
Yes,
you know,
very
Apple
well
TV
aware.
Now. Beautiful.
You must be very young.
Oh, well, thank
you. Like 20s?
Me.
In the 20s?
Yeah, I'm
27. Yeah. See, I was in high school when that crap was on, so I know that show real well. Actually, it came out the year after I graduated high school. I'm old as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it can still work
really
with
like
us,
it.
Though. All right, cool. Nicole, so Nicole says, and I'm looking at a screen of, I'm assuming, women. If my man gave me this, I would tell him at the bricks. This is the worst idea ever. This will be his last Valentine's Day. But here we have... Nicole, who says it's a solid idea.
I think so. I mean, I honestly, like, I think that maybe she could like return the favor. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But where would?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking that, but what? Where would she put this?
They make like specific types of, you know how they make like edible things. They would probably make something that would be like safe to make it out of. God. And then, I mean, obviously there's those dolls, so they
like
have
you
to
can make,
make
a gummy version of it perhaps. Mm-hmm. Now that would be kind of fun.
Make it dishwasher safe maybe.
Yeah. Like a scrub daddy out of it.
Scrub, yeah.
I mean, listen, it's better than a
scrub
than
donkey
a picture, you know what I mean? Like, no girl what? Wants a picture. So
or even an ice cube tray.
What about a painting? An ice cube tray. Oh my God, Paige. You're nuts. All right. I'm not asking for me, Nicole, but a lot of people are you
I like
are,
you, Paige.
Are you in a relationship, Nicole? I'm not asking for myself, but I'm trying to see if a woman in a relationship would really want that as a gift.
Sure.
I'm not. It's tough out there, but you know. I'm dating, but
yeah.
I think it's sweet. And,
I agree.
You know.
Okay. All right. Dang. Man, the guys who are thinking it's maybe women are just as freaky as we are, but we, you know, men are expected to be freaky, but women are like, oh, I'm so fragile. I can't think about that stuff. That's all I think about. So, all right, Nicole, you have a great Valentine's.
All right. You see you guys right, too. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You high as a kite, aren't you?
Nicole sounds fun.
I ain't that funny. You Googling a lot or giggling.
I forgot to ask if he...
$125 is insane, I agree.
So let me ask you
if
guys
he did
this.
Everything well, like you...
Okay,
like,
go ahead.
Like the undercarriage and all?
Yeah, like did you get everything in there?
It's got to be something to keep it flat.
If If one of you wanted to do that, nope. say Fat Boy bought it for his wife, and he asked you if you'd help him make the mold,
no.
Isn't that a little weird? Wouldn't you ask your wife? I'm sorry. That's where I'm getting at. That's just odd.
I feel
who
like
would you ask to help you?
You don't ask help.
I feel like
you
his buddy said it.
Hold it for you. You got to pour it in.
There's no in. You're not going in me. You go on.
But you know what I'm saying. You got to keep it still.
I feel like his buddy threw it out there as a joke and was like, I cannot believe he just agreed to
no
do
crap.
It.
Like, I think he just, like, gulps, like, oh, make her a mold of it.
The dude's
and
like,
then
okay.
Today, like, in the break room, I was like, man, old Daryl really made a copy of his junk. He called the Rise Guys. I don't think it's, I will say, I do not think that's a good idea. Also, wouldn't pay you $125 for it. That's
a lot of money.
How much would you really take for it?
I wouldn't. Just go buy you some mold, you know, some like you're going to make a little figurine or something. Don't buy the one that says that it's for that because they're branding it for more.
Because you see, you know, whatever that material is where you can make molds out of things, you know, you see
silicone,
that on,
silicone,
yeah,
silicone.
I like the ice cube idea. I mean, you could just do all his body parts.
I feel like I caught Paige in a contradiction.
Because she was kind of thinking it was a bad idea, but suddenly girl power took over and she agreed with Nicolay that it was a good idea.
I just want to try to figure out the logic behind the whole thinking of, I mean, I don't have time to get into it right now.
Yeah, because good, I need to run the restroom and we have to pay some bills, but that I do love where that's going.
Okay.
And I love that Paige's cheeks are the same color red that her shirt is right now, so
I
that's kind of cool.
I don't know what
cool.
I said,
well, I can't
I'll backtrack.
I think it's because you've been drinking this morning.
Oh,
good
wish.
Morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, I love it.
I knew it. I was wanted to kick in because I was going to see your face.
I knew you were talking to me. Right before we go in the air, Fat Boy says, oh, you're going to hate this song.
Not a big JT
no,
fan.
I like him.
Everybody, James Taylor. How sweet it is.
It's like when you go to the beach and you go to one of those cool bars where they're doing like, there's a cover band up there doing Motown and stuff. You know, it's the kind of easy listening kind of somewhat generic kind of music mm-hmm. at a beach bar. But then they always do this when I'm like, God, you
just
know
get
what?
Tired of it? Is it like,
I'm going to swing your medallion out the door.
Oh, boy.
I remember being in Boston at the Quincy Adams station on the Red Line, and there was a guy who was singing James Taylor songs.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like an impersonator. I'm like, oh, man, this sucks.
Blank MySpace.
Why can't you get the real one? Here we go.
How
sweet it is to
take
be
a fist from you.
I'd rather hear Walking in Memphis backwards.
Oh, my God.
Walking backwards in Memphis.
This just reminds me of happy times in my
Why?
Childhood.
What's happy about this?
Coming to see my grandparents and, you know.
No, she meant she shaved her head and got the cul-de-sac and started
playing
the guitar.
We didn't play this stuff as much in California.
A haircut like Arn Anderson.
So when I came here, this reminded me of South Carolina.
Paige will look like Hulk Hogan if she got a skull now.
Can you shag?
We can show you how.
I took shagging lessons, but
you
I
did
don't,
really.
Yeah, but I never really shagged.
You know anymore. Bob Ross when it comes to shagging.
No,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
They didn't do that. They didn't shag in California.
I know he's in the Hall of Fame because I stayed at the Hampton Inn by mistake one night.
Didn't you go to the beach and you had shagging lessons and everybody was shagging back in the day?
Yeah, they filmed a movie.
Yeah.
What was the name of the movie about it?
Shag.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. See, that's what I'm talking about.
See
Myrtle
some
Beach
phone
and
calls.
Shagging.
1-800-774-0093. I like to reiterate because I bet you there's someone still texting the old text number.
Oh.
These bastards never read my text anymore.
Won't they answer me, man?
They used to read them every morning.
I'm now saying funny stuff.
Oh,
like, what? Do we have issues, guys?
Wow.
Let's go to Captain Rex. We haven't heard from Rex in a while. Hey, Captain, how are you?
Doing great. Glad to hear y'all are doing well. Yes, first off, I want to say thank you for that little shout-out y'all kind of gave to Pauline yesterday. I heard it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I actually live in the Pauline zip code, although I live in Union County in a little small cross-anchorish community called West Springs.
Oh, yeah. So it's got to be difficult to date, right? You can't date your friend's ex when you live in a very pretty small town.
That is true. Now, I've actually, my my girlfriend and me, we've been together for, on April 15th, it was tax day, but it'll be, we will have been together 8 years.
Oh. Good for you.
And there's any thought of marriage or?
Well, you know, I don't like to say the M word too much. Because I've been through the Big D, and I don't mean Dallas, although we are actually watching through the TV show Dallas. And right now, that's actually what we'll be doing today, because we work third shift. Oh. So we'll just basically be seeing JR do the like anti-Valentine's Day stuff.
So you have you watched it before, or is this like my child now is watching Lost? She had never watched it before, so she's watching Lost as if it's new television.
That's awesome.
Everybody's dead already.
I had seen it some here and there, like on reruns, because I think it used to come on like TNN.
Bobby's dreaming all this in the shower. Bobby's dreaming.
Right.
Yeah, they did a reboot, too. Well,
Jock died after season one.
Oh, no.
You can't get season one.
Yeah.
You can't?
We're actually on season 12 right now.
Whoa!
Yeah. Look at you. You're dedicated.
What are you streaming?
So we're circling the drain. We're kind of it's kind of like Vince Russo era WCW. We're definitely circling that drain.
Not if you ask him.
Yeah. God, you ain't kidding.
So what are you going to move on to next?
Falcon Crest.
I've actually considered Knott's Landing because I'm a cheap. Well, you know, I'm a cheap
That's a good
son
show.
Of a bitch.
That
so a I I'm. I know that Knott's Landing is on like Tubi or Pluto TV or one of those free apps you can get. So we may move on to that one. Not really sure. I'm trying to get her to go through The Sopranos. We'll see. Oh, yeah. I don't know. But that's our big thing because we work third shift, so we go through like we watch maybe two or three episodes every morning.
Do you work at the same place together?
We do. We're in different buildings, actually.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, that helps. Because I was going to say, if you work together and live together, you probably
That'd
hate each other.
That'd be a lot. After working third shift, are you, like, when you go home, like, you know, if you don't answer this, you don't have to, but, like, do you ever, like, do y'all have sex when you get off work before bed?
Yeah. It's kind of like this is our nighttime right now.
Yeah. But, okay, God, that'd be crazy.
But, I mean,
so what do you
also,
eat for dinner?
You know,
breakfast?
It's weird. We've actually made
pizza burger.
We try not to eat because I like breakfast. I mean, I love food. I'm about like Fat Boy when it comes to loving food. And you know, I
my goodness.
Although Fat Boy has inspired me to diet, so to lower my carb intake.
You really should. So,
and sugar and salt.
Yeah.
But it depends. Like, if we get something like from one of the fast food places, it'll be like. Obviously, it'll be breakfast, but if we come home and make something, usually, like, we try to do, like, spaghetti or something that's going to have, like, a lot of leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have kids together?
Oh, no. No, she's actually 30 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
30 years older than you?
Yes. But see, I'm an old soul. I listened to I was grooving to that James Taylor and the Marvin Gaye that I played before that.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
And she is 61.
Okay. Did y'all meet at work?
She's always said I'm very mature. I don't really know exactly. I don't know. I guess after 8 years, almost 8 years, I guess she. Well, she's definitely not lying, but I don't really see it because I definitely have my I have my Vince Russo moments. But right. For sure. She's more like the Jim Crockett kind of.
She's in them all.
Wrestling.
She's in the territories.
I don't get.
Yeah.
Well, in a couple of years, you could be working by yourself. You know, she might take a retirement. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely gonna that will happen. But
do you both drive BMWs?
No, actually, though, we do work for a plant that actually makes parts for BMW.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if it's third shift around here, it ain't textiles no more, you know.
I was thinking you were for a hospital. I was completely off kilter there.
Yes.
Well. No, but I am the doctor of love, like Gene Simmons said. Now, I was going to add, though, real quick, the guy who had his nether region, the mold.
Yeah.
You know, when you're giving that gift to your wife or significant other, it's kind of like that scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when he when Indy's toward the end and he can't see where he's going, so he kind of has to jump out like in a leap of faith,
yeah.
and he lands on that platform that he can't see,
yeah.
so he has to kind of trust his way through it. That's kind of how this. That's the position that guy's in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she might like it, she might hate it.
Yeah,
so,
and he.
We'll find out Monday.
And that guy could be like my husband was. Sex was a way for him to relax. So if he'd get off in,
you know, she could be like
the night. That's what he would want to do because it would just let's just get this out of the way and then we'll take a nap and then we'll go out to eat.
So. And his girl could be like Indiana Jones. I think it was Temple of Doom where she's got big balls chasing after her.
Your junk looks like short round.
Already got the whip.
That's true. He don't like spiders either.
That's true. Captain Rex, have a great Valentine's Day. Keep building those cars and God bless you, sir. Have a good morning.
Tell Gertner we say what's up.
Tingly, guys.
Hoya. Oh, Lord. Old school right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hang on now. He's only, what, 30, he said?
31.
He can't be too old school unless he's old school enough to, like, he was in elementary school.
And already listening. Divorced.
He's got an old, yeah, that's just.
It's a lot.
He's an old soul. Yeah.
Mm.
So, well, like, I mean, I wish we had longer to talk to him about that. I have so many questions about that. Like, was he always attracted to older women? Like, did he have, like, that fantasy? Is it, like, maybe for a teacher when he was a kid, and then it just kind of blossomed into his, you know, his thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he said, he's an old soul.
Yeah.
The thing I took from Paige is that...
Sounds like my shoe.
She said it was a great idea, that she would like it. But she don't like unsolicited pictures. I feel like if Paige knows
if you can make it artful.
She would accept a picture. She wants to see the ones she knows.
Hmm. Run it through an AI filter. Make it look like a Pollock painting.
I just get a lot of... I like people to be authentic and be their real selves and not trying to impress me or anything like that. Not like I'm impressionable, but...
You sound like Shania.
Yes, that don't impress me. But...
Look at that. She got that one.
But it's just, be real, because...
He's great.
I'm saying, I feel like I could send her a picture of mine, and she would put it on her desktop.
I wonder if we could send her a picture, and she could figure out whose is whose.
I could probably do that. I'm good at it by now.
God, that's interesting.
You will say right now publicly that you will delete the photos immediately, and this won't ever be some kind of thing where we're going to have a meeting because you're mad?
I think we've been through this before.
Now, we'll do it like three card money so you won't see like which email address.
Like, I have to. No, because what if I misidentify it and I hurt someone's feelings?
I don't think you would, but, you know, look, we'll throw it up on the internet. We'll put it on the Planet Facebook page. Everybody can vote.
Whose is better?
I tan mine.
There we go. Whose is better?
See, he's giving away tips.
Okay. Yeah. Never
I tan
mind.
Mine like
it's old
leather.
You're cheating.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Speaking of you, let's quit talking about phallic situations.
I'm sorry,
and talk
I don't
about,
mean to be so perverted. What's going on?
It's not like me to get talking like that.
No,
so
it's not
wild.
Like you at all.
What is up in the plex?
We got to find out. You know, I love Stephen King. He's like one of my favorite people, and I'm going to tell you what's up with him next, and you might love this new version that he is like an old... story that your mother may have read to you might be coming to the screen near you soon.
I know we lost his radio station, so he's looking for something to get into.
I thought he said he was leaving the country. That's what
Did
he tweeted. He tweeted that he was leaving the country.
I know he's got enough money to leave the country.
Stephen King?
I know.
Oh, please.
I was just being a little smartass.
Anybody with the last name King.
Peter.
Wow.
Stephen. Willie.
Stan.
Hooter.
There's just so much going on. We'll find out
Kong
all that
Bundy?
More come.
Kong Bundy.
Your ears had an ass. They'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.